The fall. My old friend and I walked down the sidewalk after drinking beer and whiskey at the pub and despairing over the election of the new president. Walk is the wrong word, at least for my friend, who is in a wheelchair he's occupied since he fell from a roof 35 years ago. We haven't gone half a block when his front casters hit the edge of a section of sidewalk heaved up half an inch, and his chair halts with a jolt, and he pitches forward and lands spread-eagled on the concrete. At exactly the same time, the toes of my shoes stumble on the same edge of pavement, and I arrive next to my friend as if we are bunkmates flopping belly-first onto our mattresses. I pick myself up and look at the atrophied legs crumpled beneath him as he lifts his torso upright and wonders aloud in a panicked tone whether one of them might be broken. He wouldn't know. The pain that comes from crushed limbs hasn't lived in his legs for decades. He can't get himself up, and I don't have the strength to lift him properly back into the seat of his chair. Help arrives, stragglers from the nearby bar. He's back in his chair, and I'm on my feet, humbled that we are two drunks who have been face down near the gutter. And we are old drunks, who would appear to most of the world as pathetic and beyond empathy. Our jeans are torn and dirty, and the country of our birth has just elected a fascist to lead a drunken nation down a road of frost heaves and potholes toward a cliff. I walk with my friend to his car, help him make his transfer in front of the steering wheel, and place his chair wheels in the back seat. Then he is gone, and I walk the other way, over the Fremont Bridge, below the misted street lamps, wondering if his legs are all right, before I hear my own voice speaking to the darkened sky. Well, of course they're not all right.